The heavy downpour yesterday marred the mood of the annual Homoa celebration of the chiefs and people of Osu. This coupled with police presence to ensure safety and discourage people from acts that could disrupt the celebration made the people a bit downcast. Redigana's Nadia Soa braved the rains to observe the celebration.
The rains, which ended around 5:30 p.m., almost disrupted the sprinkling of the traditional food popoi. This traditional event should have, under normal circumstances, occurred around 2 p.m. So the traditional authorities had to wait before performing their duties of sprinkling popoi at some quarters of Osu, such as Kinkanwe, Anoho, Amantra, and Alata. However, the activities of Asafu groups cheered people up somewhat and made the celebration worthwhile. Speaking in an interview with the paramount chief of the Osu traditional area, Nick Nkadowuna, after the sprinkling of popoi called for reconciliation, he said a divided community cannot progress. He therefore called on corporate bodies to collaborate with the traditional council to develop the area.
For this year's Homowo, I've seen great improvement in it, in the sense that there have been cooperation from both citizens, the elders, and everybody. The fever caught up earlier, so everybody wanted to be part of it. So for this year's Homowo, I've seen it more involving than other ones. After disputes, you need to pick up the pieces. And during the year, that was what we've been doing. We're picking up the pieces, we're reconciling families, we're bringing people together to see that we can develop in unity. So we started doing this quite long before this Homowo, and I believe that is what has sparked the unity in the people, because we believe now the message has really gone down well and they've accepted it as well.
You talk about unity. Is there any sense of unity within the Osu traditional council?
Honestly, when you look at traditional ruling or governance, unity comes when your kingmakers, you are one with them or they are one behind you. And then it goes on to the families. So honestly speaking, unity has been there. It is always there. But sometimes misunderstanding will not make that unity materialize. But unity is already.
What's the way forward for the traditional area?
The way forward is all citizens and indigenous of Ghana must realize that it is not a traditional authority alone who